rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
So you're worried about somebody coming in, recognizing your shoes,
yep,
perhaps, and then... Hey, Courtney.
No.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
You know, obviously on the road, they go to Iowa and they go to Missouri.
Okay.
But they
go to Iowa.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction.
Colonel.
Yeah. Colonel.
Yes.
Shoots.
Sorry.
Direction.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
I don't know if I was on that plane or I was on another plane.
Huge. We're not going to put out the Epstein. Oh,
I don't
know. Oh, hold on. Take that back.
No list.
Yes. We could not find a list.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What it do?
Well, I want to talk about the Red Hot Red Sox in a moment, but
right,
just a reminder that you can watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube. You can stream the show all morning long at WEEI.com. You can listen, if you cannot listen on the radio, any of the radio stations that we have all over New England for you. You can listen to this show on the Odyssey app. And we are delighted to have you here on a Wednesday morning. Now, on to the Red Sox. When, how do we, where do we book? Can we book World Series flights yet, Wiggy? Are we?
I think you can,
okay,
but.
We're not sure of the destination. We don't know who we're going to get in the World Series. I am, are you back in? I guess you were never gone,
yeah,
because of the bag of merch, giant bag of merch that was given to you.
I'm back in.
You're back in?
Yes. Brian Bayo did that for me yesterday. I understand it's the Rockies, but at the same time, just feels like, I'm going to say it, the vibes are back.
Okay. It's a vibe
it's
thing.
It's a vibe thing
for
me.
It's a vibe thing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a vibe thing.
I just think that, you know, their bats are waking up. Their pitching has been, you know, relatively solid when we talk about Bayo and Giolito. And obviously, Garrett Crochet. But their bats are waking up. Trevor Story. Looks good.
Thank God we didn't follow the advice of some and kick him to the curb, DFA him or whatever the solution was.
Roman Anthony looks good.
Right,
I mean, you know.
Jaron Duran.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shime's boy, Sadon Rafaela. I mean, it's, you know, this team is, they're getting things going. And I understand it's the Rockies, but you proved that you could beat the Yankees, and you proved that you could beat Tampa.
And you know what? But I don't even want to hear people say, oh, it's only the Rockies. And I know I just did that, but there were so many times last season where they played down against bad teams. It's good that they're crushing bad teams. That's what you want to see. I mean, if you win 10-2, that is a good win regardless of the team that you're against. And for so long, the Red Sox have played up to talent and played down to talent. The fact that they are beating teams they're supposed to beat is a good thing.
This is Alan from Nashville first up this morning. Hello, Alan.
Hey, Greg. This is my mea culpa call. I called about a month ago and said that I've given up on the Red Sox and I'll never talk about them again, watch them, and I'm moving on to preseason NFL, and I'm in. I'm back in, baby.
Now,
answer... I'm a hypocrite, whatever you want to call me.
Yeah. Answer the question, Alan, answer the question of the texter on the Subaru of New England text line who says, how can you be back in when they are just beating garbage teams? So answer that
question. Well, they lose to garbage teams. They beat the best team in baseball, the Yankees. And, you know, I have no idea what this team is, but I know I'm back in. I don't care. You can call me whatever you want. I don't have a Subaru text line at my house, so I can't get the messages, but I'm in. I'm in, baby.
Okay.
Bring me back in.
All right. Alan, he put him on the side of those who are back in. So thank you, Alan.
Yeah, I don't right. Like baseball is so much different when you go like the good teams, the bad teams. You know, like Colorado they stink. They playing awful. But last night their starting pitcher, you know, cruises through six innings, you know, and it's a close game, and then the bleeder by Trevor Story, you know, turns it into a one run game. So, you know, there's an opportunity that a team, even though they're not very good, could beat you just based on the performance of maybe the pitcher that night or if the bats are going. And then you open it up, obviously, in the bottom of the sixth and the bottom of the seventh. But I don't really like – I look at it like if you can get good outings by your pitcher and your bats hitting the baseball, you're going to have a chance to win every series that you play in, regardless of who you're playing against.
Yeah.
But if you don't do that, it don't matter who you're playing, there's a good chance you could lose.
No, and this next series, mm-hmm. you got a pretty good test. So you have a chance sooner than later to see what this team might actually be at this point.
Well, yeah, and then you can leapfrog one of the teams that is holding a wild card spot right now in the Tampa Bay Rays and, you know, put yourself in a great position come All-Star break.
Yeah.
Because after the All-Star break, I think that you have some pretty good that you're facing the Dodgers, and I think there's another series that you have against a good team. So you got to, at the beginning, make sure you're able to do some things. So come trade deadline, like Sam Kennedy said, if this team is a team that's above 500 and is legitimately in the race, they're going to do stuff.
Okay. Well, a lot to get to on this morning's show. Shime, is it going to be another hot one? I know Curtis isn't here. Curtis is on some sort of a 7-week sabbatical or something like that in Hawaii, struggling obviously to foot the bill for the vacation. But in his stead, if you could, are we getting to 90 again, or what's the situation out there?
No, today? Not quite today, Greg. Okay. The high is only about 75 today, so it's going to be much cooler, cloudier, but there's also a chance of thunderstorms throughout the course of the day.
Okay, excellent. On the show this morning, Leeds in about 15 minutes or so, and I assume we will get one from Jackson in Curtis's absence. So Leeds coming up. Then they said it at 7:20, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will certainly discuss what Will Clark said about being ghosted by Rafael Devers, and a giant back and forth going on currently on whether you're Team Devers or you are Team Will Clark.
Devers has turned into Bane. Like, he is the enemy.
Well,
he is.
I don't know that he's the enemy, but I think it's fair.
People are jumping on. It's cool to hate Devers.
Why wouldn't you jump on?
Because I just think it's interesting timing over and over again that there's more and more coming out about the guy. It's like, oh, one person started. Ortiz, sorry.
I saw Curtis on social media last night. All over this and about how it's a smear campaign by the Boston Red Sox. And I'm sorry.
Doesn't Will Clark do stuff for the San Francisco Giants?
He's talking about how the news came from Will Fleming.
The only reason the news came from Will Fleming is because he was asked a question about it by Hart and Fitzy.
Yeah. I take Will Clark at his word. I mean, we're going to hear what he says about it. And so he's sort of... I mean, he's not fully throwing Devers under the bus, but I mean, it's clear that Devers blew him off.
Not once, not twice.
He's not throwing him under. I mean, he's, no, okay, he so he's throwing him under a pedicab?
Well, no, he gives him. Have you heard the
yes.
audio?
Yeah.
He gives him an excuse. I mean, he helps. I think he tries to help Rafael Devers out a little bit. I think. I don't know.
I think with Devers, it's all self-inflicted. Because even with the Will Fleming stuff, he says something, and then you have Will Clark that comes out and just basically goes, okay. And then you go, oh, so what Will Fleming said was true.
Right.
You know, so I don't think that it's any smear campaign or anything like that. I just think that it's all self-inflicted, especially based on what Devers said when he got to San Francisco, how he'd be willing to do anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it seems like just maybe that might not necessarily be the case.
Does he sound like the kind of guy you, Jermaine Wiggins, mm-hmm. would want to have as a teammate?
I mean, he doesn't sound like that type of guy, but his production isn't at the level where you could go, all right, we can live with this attitude. Like, if you're out there and you're tearing the cover off the ball, or you're, like, an elite performer, you're like, whatever, that's who he is. He's a DB, he's a douche, but talented.
Sean kind of alluded to it yesterday, or maybe even said it yesterday. Sadan Rafaela is outperforming Rafael Devers since his departure here.
Yeah, by a landslide.
By a margin. Yeah. By a large margin. So, I mean, I don't know. I just think that people reveal themselves to be what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that in the long run, as I said at the time, I think he's the kind of guy that you did not want to build your entire franchise around for the next 8 to 10 years.
Well, they just look like a different team. Like, even in the dugout after somebody gets a hit, there's just this, like, I don't know, they just look like they got the guy out that maybe, not that they don't like him, but maybe was just...
There was a weird period after he left, though, that they were not like that. It wasn't
but
like...
But it wasn't long, though.
No, but I don't want there to be recency bias where we're saying, you know, Devers hit the road and all of a sudden everybody was kumbaya. That wasn't the case.
Right, but they weren't, like, walking
they
around.
Sucked.
But they sucked when he was here. Like, but they
weren't...
they
were actually performing pretty well right before
he
got
one
shipped.
They had one stretch where they performed well.
That was right before he left.
Yeah.
Right, but they... Prior to that stretch, they sucked.
Okay, so they had figured it out with him?
No.
So that's why it's confusing to me, because you can't say right now, oh, it's like the vibes are different.
No.
They are different, but there was a period after he left where the vibes were still bad. So no. I don't think you should put it on Devers that he was the vibe killer.
But after he left, they won a series against, I believe it was Seattle, in Seattle. Right, and then they lost to
the Giants,
and they hit a little bit of that like 5 or 6 game losing streak. My point is that their energy and their facial expressions, their body language, and the way it just looks different.
I agree. I just don't think it's Devers.
Meaning they look like they've been freed from whatever was bothering them when he was around.
Right. More we like that guy. He was a great player for our team, but there was just all this, there was this black cloud over him. And now that he's gone, it's no longer there.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will have the opportunity to get into the Will Clark, Rafael Devers stuff during They Said It. We are going to hear from Brad Stevens, who spoke yesterday during They Said It, and more coming up at 7:20 on this morning's show. The news with Courtney coming up at 7:45, and that includes Florida, not like the rest of us. And, of course, a celebration of a 57th birthday in the Anything Goes state is not complete without meth and the theft of a public transportation vehicle, I would guess. Mm-hmm. So that is all coming up. And Hill Notes, as always, at 9:20 on this morning's show. This is Mark from Florida. Hey, Mark.
Morning, Greg. Morning, folks.
What's up?
You know, it's so ironic that the 3 all-star selections were all off-season acquisitions. Mm. Where would the Sox be without them? And if this isn't a sign to Sam Kennedy and company that you have to go out and make these kinds of additions, I hope they continue to do it, because look at the results.
Yeah. Well, and don't you have to give some credit to Craig Breslow on that?
Yeah, you got
to
give him credit.
Yes.
You know, the jury can still be out on what the overall effect of the Devers trade is going to be. But when it comes to off-season additions,
right,
you got to give Brez, our guy Brez,
right,
a little bit of credit for that.
And if they make the if they make the postseason, isn't the jury basically the subtraction of Devers was what was best for the team? Even though he makes you a better team, his bat, but it seems like it's the whole addition by subtraction when it comes to culture and what they want in that clubhouse.
Yeah. Here's a text that says, when Curtis gets back, it will be time for him to admit that the Red Sox are better without Rafael Devers. I don't know that Curtis will ever admit that, but we will find out in a week and a half, I guess. Yeah. All right. If you would like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on that same number. And that is the Subaru of New England text line. And here this morning to tell us what is trending is Courtney.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. I was hoping we were going to hear from David because he wants to defend me, and I'm sure it's about our show open because I was done dirty. Thomas Anderson and YouTube said Shime did Coco dirty.
What happened?
Oh, he disembarrassed me over and over again.
I think he takes pleasure in that.
Yes.
Which and it's weird to me because at times you two have been besties.
I don't understand how I did you dirty.
All the poop talk?
I mean,
you were choosing specific cuts to do me dirty on a day that I gave you quite a few Pokemon cards, if I believe.
Wait a minute. What?
Well, I mean, to be fair, I'm purchasing them from your husband, so you didn't just give them to me.
Well, you said it's very hard to find cards these days, so.
It's true. It is.
Hold on. So this came up yesterday. Santo had some Pokemon cards that he has had since he was a child.
Yes.
Because he at one point was a collector like Shine.
Correct.
And also, was he a virgin when you two met?
To my knowledge. Okay. I was as well.
Okay, yeah. But he is selling those to your good friend Shine? The two of you are selling them to him?
I mean, I might be taking them back before he even gets to open.
I feel like that should be something maybe that you give to a coworker.
Greg, there's some money to be had here. I would never want to just take
it's business.
I guess it depends on
this is business.
The price. Yeah.
You stand on business.
Yes.
I guess it depends on the price that they're selling them for.
What did you pay? I see you showing them on YouTube and Twitch. What did you pay for those?
I haven't paid yet. I have to go through and check each one and see what the value is on each card and then send Santo an offer.
Yeah. Are you going to watch while he's going through them?
Santo went through them yesterday. He knows his inventory.
Oh, he knows. Yeah.
Does he know his value, though, Santo?
Well, I mean, that's the hope is that Shime.
So you're gonna let the person buying,
I guess,
give the valuation on it. Doesn't seem like that's very smart from you as a seller.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna sell them, but you give me the valuation. Shime's gonna come back $2.
I'm assuming that you have watched a lot of pawn wars, or
Shark Tank,
storage. Shark Tank or storage. Storage Wars.
Antique Roadshow.
So you probably know.
Well,
you're a reality TV guy.
Yeah, you never let the buyer set the valuation of it because he can come back with a lowball offer knowing that it's really good.
That's the beauty of haggling is I'm going to shoot Santo an offer, and then he can either be like, nah, I'm looking for more like this, and then you come to an agreement. It's called haggling.
Anyway, the Red Sox take another against the Rockies. 10-2 was your final at Fenway last night. Trevor Story had a 3-run homer to help in the win, while Jarren Duran had the longest homer at Fenway Park so far this season, a 456-footer. Anti-jinx from Wiggs yesterday. Brian Baio pitched a complete game, giving up only 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 10. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. The Sox will try to sweep the Rockies tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Will Fleming and Brooksy on the call right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the Celtics, it seems we will be saying goodbye to Al Horford. Brad Stevens gave the fans an update on Al yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
I don't know what I can say about this or not say about it. I mean, we made offers to both Luke and Al. We would love to have had both of them back. I'd say that's unlikely. And, you know, the only reason I haven't talked about Al is because that's not final. I could probably talk about Al my whole press conference and not say enough. But, you know, I don't want to speak in absolute terms until an ultimate decision is made.
So it's between retirement and the Golden State Warriors for Al, it seems.
Okay.
And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tom Karen and Tommy Curran. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That's what's trending. Our leads coming up next.
Well, in this city and in this region, everything is better after a Red Sox win. So that's two in this series, series one, and the Red Sox are on a bit of a roll, and you could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Is it an Ask Us Anything text day on the Subaru of New England text line?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It is? All right. 781 text. Are your vacation days paid? Yes. Follow up. Why would you not then use unlimited flex days? Great question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Curtis is taking full advantage.
Yeah.
Some might say abusing the flex day system currently with 2 weeks off.
Two and a half weeks off.
Right.
For some of us, we feel like if we're not here, then the show will not perform at the level that we want it to perform at. So
we might
be reluctant to take that long of a period of time off.
And two and a half weeks straight is hard to do. Well, it used to be hard to do with normal vacation. No one took 2.5 weeks because if you got 3 weeks vacation, you wanted to split it up through the year.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But now because we do have unlimited flex time and, you know, Greg's, you know, as soft as a mush.
What am I soft as?
I was going to say
an ice cream right now.
No, I was going to say a marshmallow.
Soft as a marshmallow.
Yeah.
Are you attacking my appearance?
No. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. All right.
I would say
puffed man.
your leadership discipline when it comes to flex things.
In the Twitch chat, there's an ongoing chat that you can participate in throughout the 4 hours of this program every day on Twitch. And Angry Principal Dave is in there suggesting, Shime, that you are precluding him when he leaves a Hill Note from being included in the replay of Hill Notes.
Mm.
And instead, most of your ire and your poking fun is done in Courtney's direction while he's attempting in his Hill Notes to poke fun at Curtis. Answer to that?
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely precluding Angry Principal Dave from being in the Hill Notes. No, I kid you not. In the last four shows that we've done, this guy has messaged me like 10 times.
Mm.
And unfortunately, some days, like yesterday, we run out of time and we can't get through every Hill Note that's left. And Dave, unfortunately, you left yours too late yesterday.
Uh-oh.
It was towards the end of the audio track. We didn't get to it. It is what it is. And it wasn't all that good for you to skip the line. So if I find one that's really good, I let it skip the line. But just because you're angry, Principal Dave, doesn't mean you get to go every single day.
Wow.
That's all.
He feels like you are defending Curtis, essentially, in his absence by not playing his Hill Notes that are directed clearly at Chris Curtis.
Yeah, I'm definitely defending Curtis. That's why I allowed the Hill Note yesterday that said, oh, this is the best week of my life. I love this show. There's no Curtis. Yeah, that's exactly why I let that one go through, but not yours.
So Shime is the actual gatekeeper of the Hill Notes.
Well, I don't know about that.
He just said it.
I see Jackson there. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Excellent.
Jackson is screening all of the Hill Notes throughout the morning. Am I correct about that process?
Yeah, it's kind of a team effort. I gather them. I put them in the system. I weed out the ones that aren't funny or aren't good at all.
Okay.
And then, so that's my batch. And then I give my batch to Shime. And Shime does what he wants with them.
Good to know that that is your strategy, because often it seems like you choose the ones that aren't funny.
Well, I mean, an artist can only use the tools he has in front of him.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, when it comes to sense of humor, various taste buds, the humor taste buds right. that can be in effect.
We also
What one man finds funny, another man might not.
Of course, and we try not to just like outright censor things. You know, we try and let as many different personalities shine through on Hill Notes as possible. Mm.
So it seems like Jackson is the first bouncer that you get to that says, all right, here's who I'm not letting in. But then Shime is the actual person
checking IDs
that lets you in the joint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right.
Okay. 413 text. Greg, why are you and Curtis such hacks?
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, define hack. What does that mean, hack?
I don't know. It's a great show that I believe just finished its final season, Hacks.
On what platform?
Oh, I believe maybe Apple Plus TV. I watched the first two seasons. It's about You'd like it. It's about a stand-up comedian, and she's kind of trying to make a resurgence. So that's the only way I've heard of hacks being used.
Yeah, I mean, if you mean that I have been working on perfecting my craft for nearly 35 years, then I guess I am a hack. If you mean that, I need further information from that 413 texter. But I'm here for it.
You're such a hack. You just keep getting jobs, Greg.
Well, I mean, really, I've only had two in my life.
That's true.
Prior to me getting into radio. Prior to that, I was, I think I've talked about picking up drops at the apple orchard.
Yeah.
I believe I've talked about my paper route. I think I have discussed being a bartender at the Weston Racquet Club.
That's how you and Jen met.
That's where we met, yeah. So, I mean, I have I think I've discussed being a waiter, a server at Bullfinch's in Sudbury as a job that I work. So but really only two radio jobs. That's it.
Mark my words because I understand.
Hold on. I'm going to mark them.
Yes, please. I can't comment on Curtis taking time off because I am taking time off. But Curtis, I think absence makes the heart grow fonder. So, you know, in a week after he's been off for a week and a half, people are going to start missing Curtis. They're going to start saying, all right, you know what? This man adds a lot of value to my life. And then by the time he's back, it's like people are clamoring for him.
You think Wally Pipp felt that way? I never go, like, see, that is that's a different way of thinking for me.
I'm just trying to give an excuse.
Respectfully, that's like the loser way of thinking. Oh. Like, because I look at it like, if you take time off, somebody's going to replace you.
Yeah, that's fine. If you are, everybody's replaceable. I understand that. But I'm also on my deathbed not going to say, wow, I'm glad I didn't take that trip to Ireland with my dad. You know?
Let's see. Here's an 860 text. Good morning, Greg. Why do you hate Connecticut? Why do you never take calls from Connecticut? I do not hate Connecticut. I don't like their pizza, but I do like Connecticut.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
You've been trying for Connecticut.
I am going to endeavor to have a roadshow in Connecticut next roadshow season.
I feel like Connecticut is that split state, you know what I mean? Depending on where you are in the state. Right. I don't know much about Connecticut. Yeah. I've never had their pizza, but I hear it's great.
They are the nutmeg state, correct?
Yes, they are the nutmeg state. Yep.
They're either like half of them are either like New Yorkers and the other half are like, you know, whether Mass holes or Rhode Islanders are kind of like New Englanders. So it's kind of, I mean, but they say their pizza's spectacular out there. So let's try it out.
All right, you wanted to get David on to defend you.
I love David.
On what. David, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you. And
it's good morning, all. Good morning, all. The other day I told Jackson, I don't like when people call the show and they only say good morning to one person.
Oh.
Team effort show.
Very nice of you.
So I think that's very, very important.
Very curious.
So, yes, I am calling in. A couple of things. Number one, on the Sox and defend Courtney. On the Sox, for us to be back in my opinion, they need to stay about 500. This going back and forth doesn't cut it. They need to stay about 500, more than just a couple of games. Right. Now, defending Courtney, I am defending Courtney because Courtney is the queen of the show.
Oh, gosh.
What just happened?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I think you're hearing Jackson talking in the back. Jackson
Yeah, Jackson left
in the
his
background.
Microphone on and was talking.
Jackson, you don't need to be. Just shut your mic off. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead. David, go ahead.
Yeah, so the defending Courtney, Courtney is the queen of the show.
Thank you.
She's the candle on the centerpiece that lights up the show.
Oh.
And I will defend her. And it started when I was listening this morning, the guy Greg, whoever he is, that was his Achilles, He was giving Courtney a hard time. I was listening prior to the 6 o'clock show starting, and I was like, "That's not cool. That's not cool. I don't like it when people
see." So it wasn't even
me. Courtney and defend her.
It was baseball Brett even you were referring to. Yeah.
So it wasn't even me yesterday. Yeah. I was going to say, I was like, the poop stuff happened last week.
With the Achilles.
I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When Courtney was like, tell us.
Brett and I are dear friends.
Tell us the real story. And Brett was like, that is the real story.
Yeah, well.
This is Tim from Connecticut. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
What's up?
Not much. I've called a few times. That was me that texted. I apologize.
It's fine. It's fine.
I've been left on hold a few times with some great points and never got through. Yeah. I understand you guys are busy, but my point is today, I want to talk real quick about Angry Principal Dave.
Yes.
I can't stand this guy. He is such a loser. He gets picked on all day by kids at school, and this is a guy that's supposed to be, like, in charge of children. Come on, dude. You get picked on all day by kids, so you got to call a radio station to be angry and yell at people? What a loser. The guy needs to get a life. If you can't handle your job, go find something else to do. You guys are fantastic. And for him to call in and pick on you guys and all this other stuff, I will go toe-to-toe with Angry Dave any day.
Oh, wow.
He's the type of guy that if he walked up to you guys in public, he'd be like, oh, I love you. You're the best. Blah, 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 blah. If you don't like somebody, you don't like them. You guys are fantastic. Hmm. I'm not fanboying with you guys or anything, but he's just, I can't.
Well, he only hates one person.
Matt Brady.
He hates Curtis.
Yeah. He loves us.
He hates Curtis.
He always hated Curtis, though? It seemed like it did kind of come out of nowhere.
Yeah. I don't know.
There was a little, like vitriol, is that the right word, towards me early, but then that kind of dissipated, and clearly his bullseye and his target has been on Curtis.
He's a portly young man.
I think it's the, like how I don't like the size. I don't think he likes the Curtis grunting and, you know, like mums in the background during the call.
He does do that.
My least favorite is when I say something and I can see Greg's eyes light up and he's looking at Curtis, because I can only imagine. I can't look in that direction.
Well, yeah, we can't see him.
Curtis gives a caller about 2 seconds before he determines that they suck. And then he goes, he does.
That's why Curtis isn't in charge of the calls.
He's like, hey, Bill from Andover.
Even at his weekend show, Kent takes care of that.
You know, somebody says, hey, how you guys doing?
All right, okay, next call. Let's go.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
And for all the people out there,
am I petty?
Courtney and I have no control over the call screen situation.
Zero.
It's because sometimes calls mysteriously drop.
I think we should move on from this.
In the middle of a person's sentence.
Yeah.
All right. Did we do enough of Ask Us Anything?
Goated.
What do you call it on social media?
AMA, ask me anything.
Ask me anything, guys.
I did one yesterday, if you would like to check it out.
Well, you were getting your hair done. You looked great.
Thank you.
Guys, I'm getting my hair done. Ask me anything.
Yeah. Well, I didn't speak during that, but I did write that, yes.
Here's a beautiful sport coat that you should buy for your husband or boyfriend. Link in bio.
Somebody asked me for a nice sport coat. I provided a link.
Those things are real.
Sport coat?
They asked me anything.
Would you like to see it?
No. I think it's a setup.
Nope. You can see all of the questions.
And so do you, like, respond verbally?
I write, but these are all the people that send in questions.
Okay, the thing, we don't have time for it, but the thing that you have that you shared during Ask Me Anything about what you have prepared for your trip is psychotic. Psychotic.
Why?
Yeah, that is next level.
We don't have time for it now, but it is. Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Did you see it?
Yeah. She would be the best, like, serial killer ever.
It's complete serial killer vibes, what you have. Because you're going on. How long are you going away for?
A week.
I'll talk about it when we come back. I'll get to it next.
Because
it's a clear problem. All right. We will be right back with leads. Tomorrow on this show, Mego filling in for Courtney because Courtney is heading off on vacation. Mego will be here tomorrow and on Friday, and also tomorrow on this show, Craig Breslow. Brez, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, with the trade deadline looming right around the corner. So now listen, we were talking about your Ask Me Anything, and this to me is absolutely diabolically psychotic. You put up this, some kind of app or something that you have, where you have planned every single outfit for your vacation. And if you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube, you can see this. How long are you going to Ireland for the wedding?
It's like 10 days total. But
how many outfits are you, like, how many do you have planned for every,
like, a day and a night?
Two outfits a day?
Yeah.
20 outfits?
Yeah.
And you have them all planned out now? Like, what about weather? What about mood?
I bring a few things. Like, a dress is a dress. If I have to wear a dress to something, like, mm-hmm. that's what I'm going to wear. But if there's a few days where we're bopping around cities and if it's cold, I'll bring a pair of jeans and a sweater, just like an extra, if you will. But this just makes it so I don't overpack. It's actually a brilliant way to pack.
How many suitcases do you have for all of those outfits?
I did a checked bag, and mm-hmm. then I have two carry-ons.
Wow. A little interesting here because Courtney is below the average. So there was a study. The average woman, and this involved 2,000 women, find that the average woman significantly overpacks for a week-long trip.
Of course she does. They all do.
Women only you need about 34 items for a 7-day trip. So I guess that's including, you know, drawers and all that other stuff, bras. But they typically pack about 60 items, so nearly double.
Well, she has that many, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Items is different than outfits.
Yeah.
Look
at that thing.
Yeah.
It has, you know, like a walk at 10:30 a.m., and she has an outfit scheduled for that. Mm. It has lunch and then dessert. Different outfit. Like, well, it's absolutely, it's like serial killer.
Well, the start of the trip is one of my best friend's weddings, and so you just want to make sure you're not forgetting anything. I'm a visual person, mm-hmm. so I like to make lists and to have a list with an outfit exactly planned out, from earrings to outfit to shoes.
Do you not do laundry on vacation?
Yeah, right.
No.
Really?
Who does laundry on vacation?
You just have stanky drawers and bras packed up in your luggage.
Wait, she brings like two pairs probably of underwears for every day.
At least two a day. Right, but then I also have like a bag to put in all my dirty clothes.
Well, why not just, if you're someplace for a week, why not just do...
Where do you do laundry?
Pretty much no matter where you
at
stay.
At a hotel?
Every place has a laundry facility.
No.
You don't think the castle that you're staying at for a week has a laundry facility?
It's so different than guys.
Yeah, like Santo hasn't packed.
I can bring, and you make fun of me for it all the time. I personally believe it's brilliant. I can bring a carry-on bag, a pair of shorts. If it's summertime, a couple pairs of shorts, a couple pairs of underwear, a couple t-shirts, maybe a golf shirt and a dress shirt, all set. If I don't have what I need, I will simply buy it when I get there. It is why create all of this ridiculous stress for yourself?
Well, I don't necessarily.
How long does
think
it take you to sit down in front of that thing and figure every outfit out?
Oh, well, I've been working on that for like weeks.
Oh,
but
Jesus.
Where we're going, there's not like a ton of shopping around. So I wouldn't be able to just pick something up if I'm worried about Santo in that regard. That he's going to forget something.
Dinner, day, brunch, tour, bar crawl. Wow. That is...
You would be
an unbelievable, like, serial killer.
It's giving Koberger vibes.
No,
yeah.
It's
not.
Would be an unbelievable personal assistant, which I think...
You could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're either going to be a personal assistant or you're going to have a bunch of bodies in your basement.
Yeah, or a stylist, you know. Call me.
I could not believe that when I saw that.
Yeah.
It would create so much stress, useless stress and anxiety.
Right. It helps with your friends, too. If they're like, oh, what are you wearing to this? What are you wearing to that? I just send them that.
You like
here
the same,
are all my outfits.
I noticed you like the same color pattern, though.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, it's Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
It's coastal grandma. Mm-hmm.
Coastal Irish.
Well, Wiggy, remember she did that whole color ceremony thing.
She had the lady charging her $1,000 an hour to get her right colors.
And Shanae doesn't charge that much.
Seems like green is the color you're going with.
Green is in my color palette, as is brown.
All right.
Is there a suitcase? Texter wants to know if you have a separate suitcase for the shoes.
No.
How many pairs of shoes are you bringing?
I think I am bringing six.
Six pairs of shoes?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not as bad, I guess, as it could be.
I'm rewearing a lot of shoes.
I bring flip-flops. That's about it. All right. Anyway, Shime, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Shime, one of the great bands of all time. That is Social Distortion. I don't know the title of that song.
Story of My Life.
Story of My Life.
Shout out to Trevor Story. He's hot.
Yeah, he is. Leads this morning. Brought to you by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Jackson, Curtis is out. You get a lead this morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning. I'm taking a little bit of a page from Courtney's book today. So last week, as you guys know, I was supposed to come to the roadshow in Lake Winnipesaukee, but then the lawyers got their hands on it, and that didn't happen. So that was going to be my first real summer thing. Of the summer, really, like my first real kind of, you know, getaway kind of summery thing. And it got me thinking that every time the summer ends, when September, October comes around, I am always, every year, kicking myself in the ass for not doing summery things. So I decided for the rest of the summer, I'm going to do something summery for, you know, at least once a week. Mm-hmm. And my first one this week was I signed up for softball. I'm going to play in a co-ed softball league in Dedham with a bunch of strangers. So that's going to be anxiety. But it's going to be fun.
You don't know anybody in the softball league?
Not that, no, I don't think so.
And you're just, were you a baseball player growing up?
I was a baseball, yeah. I played. And that's another thing. Is, am I really throwing the towel in playing softball instead of baseball? But I think it's that time.
I see.
That's great, Jack. Right,
so you're going to play in a league with a bunch of people that you don't know.
Yeah.
Provided that the Corey check goes okay.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. What else are you thinking about doing?
I want a parasail.
All right.
And I want to find a real waterfall. I've never seen a waterfall in real life.
Oh.
So those are a couple of things. And then I'm open to suggestions.
I feel like you have to go deep into the mountains to find the waterfall.
Where do you think the closest waterfall is?
I have no
I don't know. Car. I mean, you could go to Niagara Falls, do a little drive.
Okay, I've seen that one, but I'm talking about a waterfall that I can like dive off of and go behind be merry in the water. Like I said, summery things I want to do.
Okay.
I don't even know.
I've never even been to a tropical island.
Why don't you bring some of those old people that you're always hanging out with at the farmer's market with you?
I can do that.
They'd probably like to have a getaway.
Oh, I got a new life jack, by the way. If you do Instacart or DoorDash, always get the prescriptions at Costco because you will walk by people standing in line for an hour, get there in and out in 5 minutes. It's awesome.
It looks like, according to Reddit, there's some sort of waterfall over in the Malden area called the Cascade.
Excellent.
Okay. All right. Then he can actually jump off and swim it?
I don't know. I just Googled what was the closest waterfall to Boston, and this is the first thing that popped up Massachusetts subreddit.
I don't know if summary and Malden waterfall go together well, but
give it a shot.
There's also one out in Rutland, apparently, State Park.
Yeah. Do you have the gas money to get out there?
Well, that's an issue.
Okay. Could somebody drive you, maybe?
Yeah,
maybe
sure.
A new friend you haven't met yet?
I'll Instacart on the way there. I'll get all the Costco's between here and there and see if I can make some...
Purgatory Falls as well.
I don't know where you're going to find parasailing in the area.
That's a good... See, that's the thing.
I think they'll do a Charles River.
Really?
Yeah, I think you could go, like, if you go, like, Sterile Drive, I feel like I've seen people doing that before.
Well, you go to New Hampshire and go to the Kankamangus.
Oh, I've done the Kankamangus, yes.
Oh, yeah?
Excuse me, do I have to dump that?
sounds like you actually have seen waterfalls.
Right.
Is there a waterfall in the Kankamangus?
Yes, there is. Yes,
I mean, I was a little kid. Uh-huh. It was before the old man of the mountain died.
I see, yeah. Okay, yeah, before he fell down.
Yeah.
Okay, Jackson, thank you.
You're welcome.
Jackson's lead, done and complete. we will get to Shime's lead and to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next.